I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. This does not bode well for Jaguar. It's getting rid of every model in its lineup, except for one. And here's the backstory on that. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Jaguar has been struggling for decades, but now the struggles are getting really serious. Before this year is out, Jag is going to get rid of almost every vehicle in its lineup. Say goodbye to the XE, the XF, the F-Type, the E-Pace, and the I-Pace. Why? Because Jaguar loses money on every one. By the way, the I-Pace is the only electric. The rest are internal combustion. The only model Jaguar is keeping for now is the F-Pace. I think Jaguar is the canary in the coal mine. There's simply too many car companies in the world making too many different models. They cannot all survive, and that's why we're seeing Jag take desperate action, like getting rid of most of the cars in its lineup. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.